The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Most often, our greatest source of pain comes not from the moment, but what we suspect that moment will mean. It's not the situation, but in how we perceive the situation. And this is an idea or a concept that I connect pretty directly with fitness or running, simply because that's where, to me, it's most apparent. It screams at me. So being that I run quite a bit, let's dive into that. Most days when I'm out for a jog or I'm running, it's strictly for endurance, you know, cardio base, chance to get out there, breathe or reset, think. But then there are times when I say to myself, this run's going to be a little different. It's going to be dedicated to seeing what I'm made of, right? I'm going all out, going to push. And what I find as I gradually increase my speed over the course of the 8-mile route is that my brain likes to focus on what's ahead. It becomes fixated on how much is to come, consistently warning me about the distance yet to be traveled and asking whether I have enough left in the tank to get there. It's most extreme in the last mile or so, when my body is most exhausted, when I'm pushing as hard as I possibly can. It's a straight shot, right? I'm looking up at the road ahead. My eyes are constantly reminding my brain that I'm not yet done, that there's more, and creating an association between more road and more hurt. In a way, creating a little cycle of panic that sometimes appears and hangs out as I'm simultaneously talking myself out of slowing down. Now is not the time to pump the brakes. I've come too far and the finish line is so close. But it eventually dawned on me that while the adversity contained in this last stretch of the run is difficult, it's the idea that more waits ahead. That's what hurts the most. It's not the body, but the internal voice that's creating the discomfort. In fact, I bet I could run for hours and hours and hours at this speed if it were a life or death situation. If I had to. It's not the task laid out before me. It's my perception. And so this little line has helped me rethink and readjust my approach. Not just in situations like this, or when doing interval training or working out, but when trying to do everything else associated with my life. Grow my business, build a brand, nurture relationships, push boundaries in any other aspect of what I do. Three words. Stay within yourself. It goes to the idea that your job is so incredibly simple that it's almost insulting. Put one foot in front of the other. Sure, look up so you know where you're going. You don't need to analyze or interpret or dissect. There's no gap between there and here, then and now. There is only this moment. And so step. Again and again and again. When the brain starts thinking about how much is left to go, I've betrayed the mantra. Nothing external is allowed. Stay within yourself. You have a job to do, and you're capable. beyond capable of doing it. But the external must be kept out. The distraction must be kept at bay. And sometimes, when you get it right, you hit this stride, this pace that is equivalent to flying, a rhythm that's unparalleled. Stay within yourself. Step by step by step, the air making its way into your lungs and then exhaled back out into the world when you simplify life down in such a way. Seemingly large things are exposed for what they really are, a mere commitment to do the little things consistently. It's funny to look back on all the places I've run over the years and identify or match the geography with the lesson, the routes with the epiphanies, the maps forever entwined in my life, what they gave me and what it meant as I took it all forward into the world. And here we are again, new chapter, new lesson. Then after the shoes come off, the rest of the day commences. This little stretch, this last mile, plays the role of mentor. Eddie, simplification is everything, it says. The hard thing is not that hard because it's not that big. It's not that complex. Your monsters are self-created. Your hurt isn't a spotlight on the now. It's pointed at the road ahead. It's asking, what if things go wrong? It's asking, how long can this be sustained? It's asking, whether I have the strength to endure this. Every question breathes life into an adversary that has no business existing in my world. They're not helping me get to any finish line. In fact, they're that negative self-talk I try so hard to mitigate. Except here they are, very good at disguising themselves as reality, as just facts of the case, but they are not. They don't belong anywhere near me or around me. Breathe and step. In fact, I need to deconstruct the world around me down into one word, now. And what you find when you remove the emotion, the excess, is the simplicity of the task at hand. Maybe not easy, but simple. And complexity is the enemy of progress. Right now may not be comfortable, but at least you're operating with clarity. And that is always enough to simply carry on, to move forward, to stay within yourself. And that's what this is all about. Asking the question, where are you letting what's down the road get in the way of what you're doing now? Where are you letting the pain of what's not yet here, the pain of roads not yet traveled, keep you from doing something that is 1,000% in your wheelhouse, that you are capable of? See, in this example, it's to breathe and step. It's to, in a sense, turn the mind off and go into autopilot. Find the pace and hold the pace. But the question is, what is your last mile? What metaphorical race are you running? Have you identified, one, the finish line, and two, what needs to happen right now to get there? Forget about the gap. Right now. What is the simple solution? What is required of you in this moment? And perhaps most importantly, what needs to be pushed out and mitigated? It's often true that we stagnate, not because we don't have the tools or ability, but because we're oversaturated with the wrong things, the wrong routines, the wrong thoughts. The best way to break through that self-imposed wall is to actually build walls that will prevent complexity from even attempting to rear its ugly head. What is your run-breathe cycle? So stay within yourself, Because when you do, you see how strong you are. Stay within yourself because you are the author of your story. Stay within yourself because all you need is now to push forward. Stay within yourself because that is where the power lives. Stay within yourself because the only way to lose is to let the external in. Stay within yourself because at some point that road will have been traveled down. The finish line will have been crossed, and it will have been precisely your ability to condense it all down into the simple, the ground under your feet that allowed you to get there. Life tried to pull you 1,000 different directions, tell you 1,000 different stories, but you pushed it all away. Found that power within the moment and stayed within yourself.